In this bulletin, a Greater Brisbane lockdown comes to an end, but some restrictions remain for the next fortnight. Concerns about the vaccine rollout intensify, and in sport, FIFA announces the Australian and New Zealand host cities for the 2023 Women's World Cup. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The lockdown in Greater Brisbane ended at midday today. The announcement comes after Queensland recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19, which has been linked to a known cluster. The other nine infections are in hotel quarantine. Some restrictions, however, will remain in place for the next 14 days. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk thanked residents and businesses for patience and understanding.
That is good news for Queensland, and Easter is good to go. Please be safe and enjoy your time away with family and friends. We are not out of the woods yet. Can I really thank our Queenslanders? This has been phenomenal. It has been very stressful for everyone. People of this state have really stepped up. I cannot be more proud.
All Queenslanders are required to carry a mask when they leave their homes and to wear them in all indoor settings. Home gatherings across Queensland will be restricted to 30 people, and there will be no dancing in public venues. Easter church services are permitted to go ahead at full capacity, but with a COVID-safe plan. And Queensland has issued an extension request to the Prime Minister asking that the state not take international return travellers until the end of April. It comes as Deputy Queensland Premier Stephen Miles again criticised Federal Minister David Littleproud, this time regarding a rejected proposal for a national quarantine facility.
We would not be facing risks like this if the Morrison government had engaged with us on the construction of a national quarantine facility. Yesterday, David Littleproud said that whatever the states needed, the Commonwealth would provide. Well, we need a national quarantine centre.
And New South Wales has recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. The infection is known to health officials. It was identified in Byron Bay and flagged by officials yesterday morning. Four new cases were recorded in hotel quarantine. Public confidence in the vaccine rollout has again taken a hit as the row between the federal government and states intensified over delays. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian criticised coalition colleagues in Canberra for leaking misleading information to media. She also offered to play more of a leading role in the rollout. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt downplayed the so-called blame game.
There are inventories that they can draw on, which we've pre-positioned with them, which means that they're in a strong position to provide additional support, and I think that's a good thing. All states and territories have a 12-week plan. All states and territories have been receiving doses in accordance with that 12-week plan. All states and territories are doing an excellent job. We're pleased that many of them would like to now expand their role.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese has urged the federal government to be transparent and sensible with the rollout. State and Territory Police have issued road warnings ahead of Easter celebrations across the country. Authorities are encouraging road users to look out for each other over the break. In a new multi-platform campaign, a road trauma survivor, a police officer and a forensic pathologist share their perspectives on how 1 second can change a person's life and that of others. Operation Easter 2021 was launched at midnight, and police are targeting speeding, drinking and drug driving, as well as mobile phone use. A new report by the World Economic Forum says the pandemic has pushed millions of women back into traditional roles in the home and pushed away the goal of gender parity. It's now estimating it will take 135 years to bridge the gender gap instead of the 99 years previously envisioned. Data also suggests there have been setbacks in women's political participation and in their working conditions. Football's governing body, FIFA, has announced the host cities of the 2023 World Cup, co-hosted by Australia and New Zealand. FIFA President Gianni Infantino revealed 9 cities and 10 stadiums have been selected to welcome the world's best players and fans.
Good day and kia ora to our friends in Australia and New Zealand. Everyone will be part of what will be the best ever Women's World Cup.
It will be the first women's edition to feature 32 teams. Eden Park in Auckland will host the opening match, and Stadium Australia in Sydney will host the final. See what's happening in the weather now across the nation. In Perth, partly cloudy and 35. It's sunny in Adelaide, where it's 31. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, 27. 27 as well in Hobart, partly cloudy. It's sunny in Canberra, 25. Partly cloudy, 23 in Wollongong. Similar conditions for Sydney, 25. A shower or two for Newcastle, 24. Much the same for Brisbane, 25. 31 in Cairns, much the same. And partly cloudy for Darwin, 32. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more analysis of what's happening in the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.